I remember when I was a kid, I lived on a hobby farm that was 5 acres big. One of the things that we had on the farm was a beehive. Now my dad, he's a great man. He took me outside and was sharing with me and talking to me about the simplest of things. He took me to the beehive and was talking about the hexagon shapes that the bees make in the hive and how amazing God's design is. That it just seems so impossible for bees to make their hive that way if the world was an accident. He said that there had to be a creator. You see, that captivated me. I, as a kid, caught the beauty of God, and I've remembered that ever since. I've gone to church my whole life. When I was younger, I went to church because my parents went to church. And that's all well and good. But it wasn't my faith that I had. It was my parents' faith. Year 8 is what I like to call my rebel year, because I was trying too hard to fit in with the wrong crowd at school. I was getting into trouble a lot more, I was swearing, and overall, I wasn't a very nice person. Throughout all of this, I was still going to church, but I was still only doing that because that's what my family does on a Sunday. But a few years later, something changed. I can't remember an exact moment, but I knew my faith was no longer my parents. It was my own. I owe a lot of that change to my dad. The story about the beehive was one of many times my dad would talk to me about the wonder of God's creation. He planted a seed in my heart that took some time, but it eventually grew into my own faith. Dad's legacy has been passed down to me, and I hope someday to pass it on to my own kids. Simple stories are powerful. Within the words, spoken or written, hold the ability to make us cry, laugh, jump with fear, or comfort us. They bring to life new worlds. They change the way we think or the way we live our lives. Most importantly, stories of amazing grace, stories of the goodness of God, can be powerful witnesses to the world and can inspire us in our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. If you are a follower of Jesus, then you have a story that can change lives and help bring others to a life of following Christ. But the question is, how is it that a story like your own can be a powerful witness to the lost? Paul was a great man of God, a powerful witness of Jesus Christ. But before he was any of that, he was a persecutor of the saints. He would do everything in his power to try and stop the disciples of Jesus Christ. He thought that he was doing God's work, but on his way to Damascus, he was stopped by a bright light that shone around him, as it says in Acts 9 verses 4 to 6. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." After this, a man named Ananias met with him, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit and baptized in water. He then went on to immediately proclaim Jesus in the synagogues in Damascus. But what gets me is that this was a man who nodded in approval at the stoning of Stephen, a man who in Acts 8:3 entered house after house, dragging off men and women and committing them to prison. He was a persecutor of Christians, so his conversion was dramatic. He not only stopped the persecution and the throwing of followers of Jesus into prison, but he changed his whole life to reflect the teachings of Jesus, and he stepped into his calling of sharing those teachings with as many people as he could. When he was blinded by the light on the road, Jesus revealed himself and changed his life forever. His story and his work after his conversion has helped save millions of people over the last nearly 2,000 years. We can't know for certain, but it's interesting to think what the current Christian church might look like if Paul never converted. Now, your story may not be as dramatic as that or as intense as that. You may be thinking that you don't even really have a story. Well, let me encourage you. There is another great man in the Bible. His name is Andrew. I'll read from John chapter 1, verses 35 to 37, and then verses 40 and 41. The next day, again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. And skipping to verse 40, one of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. The main point I want to take from this is that Andrew had a very simple testimony that he had found the Messiah. And what did he do with his story? He didn't keep it to himself. He first found his own brother and shared it with him. Peter then went on to be one of the most influential of the disciples during Jesus' ministry and in the early church. John the Baptist shared Jesus with Andrew, Andrew shared Jesus with Peter, and Peter shared Jesus with many others. These people faithfully shared their story, and so the legacy of Jesus could continue. So what I'm saying is, we don't need these drastic stories of how we were once extreme persecutors doing all these bad things, and then we get blinded by a great light. We just need to know Jesus, what he has done for us, and then we can bring others to him. That is our testimony. No matter how small or insignificant your story may seem, it can have a powerful impact on others. Sometimes people ask, "What if no one was moved by my story?" Well, Andrew's story was wrapped up in five words: "We have found the Messiah." Such a simple story, and that was enough to get Peter to follow Jesus. So the question I asked at the beginning was, how can a story like your own be a powerful witness to the lost? Well, just remember this: the power is ultimately in Jesus. Don't worry about your story being impressive or not. All you need to do is be faithful in sharing what Jesus has done for you, and then let him do the rest. You may not become one of the most influential Christians of our time, but you might just share Jesus with someone who could be. Here's some questions to chat about in your group. Number one, have you ever doubted the power of your own testimony? If so, why? Number two, read Acts 9 verses 1 to 9 as a group. What lessons can you draw from Paul's account for your own journey of faith? And number three, how can individuals cultivate a willingness to share their faith experiences with others, regardless of how big or small their story is? And when you're done, there's some points to pray about as a group.